Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of March 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to consider a representation seeking proper training of marshals that are deployed in the Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, and cluster buses operated by the Delhi government. Delhi High Court has quashed the summons as well as the complaint filed against Tata Steel BSL Limited by the Serious Fraud Investigation Office. Madras High Court has set aside a motor accident award of 86 lakhs rupees and remanded the matter back to the Motor Accidents Claims Tribunal, Special Subordinate Court, Coimbatore, directing it to consider and appreciate the oral and documentary evidence from both sides afresh and award compensation, preferably within 6 months. Kerala High Court has extended the subsistence of all the interim orders passed by it and the court's subordinate to it till the 14th of April, 2020, in view of the 21-day nationwide lockdown. Kerala High Court has instructed all the judicial officers of its subordinate courts to hear urgent matters from their respective residences. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has issued notice intimating all the litigants that the extension of limitation period granted by the Supreme Court will be applicable to the cases falling within the NCLT's jurisdiction. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a complete waiver of minimum balance charges for savings bank accounts for the next 3 months, and free of charge transactions for debit card holders who withdraw cash from any bank automated teller machines, ATM, for the next 3 months. Supreme Court has notified that all the matters that were listed for urgent hearing before it on the 25th of March, 2020 stand adjourned because of the 21 days nationwide lockdown imposed by the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government not to wait for court's order before conducting DNA testing of persons killed during the Delhi riots. The court has noted that no law requires prior permission of the court before conducting DNA testing, and has ordered the Delhi government to expedite the process of DNA matching test and to complete the same within 15 days. Calcutta High Court has extended the subsistence of all the interim orders passed by it and the court's subordinate to it till the 30th of April, 2020, provided they were subsisting on the 16th of March, 2020. Calcutta High Court has initiated criminal contempt proceedings against a lawyer, Advocate Bijoy Adhikari, for coercing the judge to contract coronavirus because he refused to grant him his request of an urgent hearing in a matter. Rajasthan High Court has asked the director of the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, to pass necessary instructions to all medical and health agencies not to discharge a coronavirus infected patient unless he is found completely virus-free through a blood test. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune, while dismissing a bunch of miscellaneous applications, has held that the Income Tax Act, 1961 does not have any provisions allowing condonation of delay of such applications under Section 254 of the Act,